I think I presented a vision of a spiritual path that, to my mind at least, seems very very out of reach, even very beyond reach, maybe beyond something that even I personally feel that I could ever fulfill. And yet, seemingly this goal or this path was presented as the goal for all Buddhists to pursue. But I think that it would appear that I perhaps wasn't the only one who found this a bit too beyond them. Because over time, what started to happen is, rather than the Bodhisattva ideal being seen as something that perhaps we as individuals might accomplish, it began to be seen as something that had been accomplished by some other cosmic beings who themselves, because they were so amazing and compassionate, were themselves reaching out to us and are themselves reaching out to us to help us become awakened. And so here we move from the idea of the Bodhisattva being perhaps an earthly being, an earthly person, to the Bodhisattva being a transcendent being, a spiritual being who might appear before us maybe in a visionary state, and who might bring about some kind of blessing, maybe might give us some kind of teaching, maybe even might help us in some quite mundane ways, like help us to get pregnant, if that's something that we are seeking, or release us from a job that we don't enjoy, something of this sort, some kind of more worldly benefit. So just to kind of move towards the end of the talk, I'm just briefly going to introduce you to a couple of these cosmic figures, and we might have some more talk about them during the question and answers. So it'll just take me a moment to find my first image. Okay, I hope you can see that figure okay. The figure that we're looking at is called, well, many different things, but in Sanskrit this figure is called Avalokiteshvara, and that name means something like the Lord who looks down, and that's understood to be looking down with compassion. The particular image that I'm showing here is actually a Chinese painting, and in China this figure is known as Guanyin or Kuanyin, and in Japan this figure is known as Kanon. But Avalokiteshvara or Kuanyin is known as the Bodhisattva of compassion. He, and sometimes she, is seen as the embodiment of compassion. And in the particular image that I'm showing you here, Guanyin is actually leading a being to a higher universe. You can see the higher universe in the top left corner of the picture, and that is a pure land, or a Buddha land. And this is where the figure in the bottom right corner, the smaller figure, the pilgrim we could say, is being guided by Avalokiteshvara to this higher realm. So this is the role that Avalokiteshvara fulfills. He or she reaches out to beings to help them into a higher state of being, a spiritual dimension. But actually, the cult of Avalokiteshvara, or the cult of Guanyin, actually originates in a text called the Lotus Sutra. And in there, this figure is seen as being capable of many different things, and that's perhaps one of the reasons why so many people are attracted to become devoted to Avalokiteshvara. In the translation that I have here, the figure is called He Who Observes the Sounds of the World. That's how the name is translated. And amongst other things, Avalokiteshvara can perform some of the following. If a man who is about to be murdered calls upon the name of the Bodhisattva, He Who Observes the Sounds of the World, then the knives and staves borne by the other fellow shall be broken in pieces, and the man shall gain deliverance. Even if there is a man, whether guilty or guiltless, whose body is fettered with stocks, pillory or chains, if he calls upon the name of the Bodhisattva, He Who Observes the Sounds of the World, they shall all be severed and broken, and he shall straightway gain deliverance. If in 1,000,000,000 world of lands full of malicious bandits, there is a merchant chief whose men are carrying precious gems over a road by a steep drop, if there is among them one man who makes this proclamation, "Good men, do not let terror take possession of you. You all must single-mindedly call upon the name of the Bodhisattva, he who observes the sounds of the world." And if the multitude of merchants, hearing this, speak these words in union, then by the mere calling upon his name, they shall forthwith gain deliverance. There's just a few examples. So in the Lotus Sutra, Avalokiteshvara is seen as capable of delivering all beings from worldly difficulties, but also delivering all beings from any spiritual difficulties too, ultimately delivering all beings to the pure land, or in more intellectual terms, delivering beings into the state of awakening, liberating all beings. He's capable of this. So Avalokiteshvara Kuan Yin is an extremely important and significant figure in Mahayana Buddhism in East Asia, particularly China, Japan, Korea to some extent, and also Taiwan. Very important figure. I feel like I've talked for quite a long time, and I was going to introduce one or two other figures, but I don't think I'm going to do that just now. So I'll just summarise perhaps a little bit what I've said so far. So what I've been trying to communicate in this evening's talk is that Mahayana Buddhism presents a renewed and expanded vision of what it means to be a Buddhist. No longer is one simply an earthly being who lives out one's days aspiring for some kind of release or escape from a world of suffering. Even while one may walk the earth as an ordinary being, at the same time, one is a visionary being living out a cosmic ideal, an ideal that is concerned with liberating all beings from suffering. So even while one's day-to-day conduct appears to have limited impact, in the larger scheme of things, it ties into the most sublime vision of universal awakening that one might imagine. So, to put it another way, the Bodhisattva lives his or her life in a universal context, a context that sees his or her conduct as significant, not just for themselves, but for all beings. They're not just living for themselves, but they're living in order to benefit all beings. And in the process of accomplishing his or her path towards awakening, he traverses a series of, he cultivates a series of six virtues, six perfections, and traverses a series of 10 cosmic stages, 10 bhumis, which culminate in ultimate and complete awakening. I think I'll leave it there.